Hi guys, this is Joe from the Power Records podcast here in beautiful Toronto, Canada. And this podcast is all about vinyl records. You may be selling vinyl records online, collecting, trading, whatever it may be. This is the podcast for you to listen to find out little tips maybe on how you can improve your business or improve your collection. Listen to our podcast as often as you like. We have about 200 of these things available, actually probably about 250 podcasts right now. And it's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure talking to you all out there about vinyl and getting a lot of questions, which is great. And yeah, I've met a lot of people, which is fantastic, from all over the world. And it's just been fun, lots of fun doing this podcast. And as you know, some of you may know that I have a business where I sell records, and I'm available on Amazon and Etsy and eBay and all those nice sites to sell on. Some people have asked me, you know, what is the best site to sell on? Well, I probably mentioned to you before, but Amazon is probably the best and most challenging site to sell on. And so is Etsy. Etsy's up and coming, and I call it the up and coming site. I think they do very well with portraying images. You know what I mean? Like, it seems, it looks really professional and good looking for and appealing for somebody that's buying, you know? So I would urge you strongly to take a look at Etsy and experiment with selling your vinyl there. And I think that they are on top now of eBay. eBay kind of like burning out, you know, like they're kind of like the flame is burning out on eBay. They used to be like the number one site for a platform for selling used records on, but now kind of like Amazon took over that, and Etsy is kind of like above them, I think, in terms of potential for making money on those sites. So I urge you to take a look at Etsy whenever you can. And, you know, like, I've been selling records for about 10 years. And, you know, I'm retired from my full-time job about 2 years ago because, you know, I figured, you know, this was making enough money for me. I didn't have to go out and trudge and drive 45 minutes to get to work and 45 minutes to get to back. And, you know, it was 10 hours a day and 2 hours driving. And I figured, you know what? Why don't I put my efforts into selling records online? And it's paid off for me. It doesn't make the same amount of money for me that I was making working a full-time job. But, you know, it's enough and I enjoy it. And, you know, you think of it this way. You're providing a service to people. You know, you're providing music to their ears, and that may be music which is causing them less stress. You're, you know, they may be depressed. They may want to turn on music for enjoyment. You know, they're celebrating something. So I see it as you and I that are selling vinyl out there providing a service to them. And, you know, vinyl records, as they are right now, is the whole package. It's the whole package of music that you're giving your customer, and that makes it even better. You know, whereas CDs, yeah, they're like mini versions of vinyl, you know, that's not quite there. And of course, downloaded music is just the music that you just get from your internet. And, you know, it's not the whole package. With vinyl, you get the cover, you get the lyrics inside where you can follow along. You get the physical product that you're putting on and turning over when you get to side two, of course. And you get the artist's pictures on there. You may get a story about the artist. It's the whole package. You know, you're buying the whole package, the cover, the inside sleeve, the lyrics. There may be a poster or two. You know, it's an item that you can cherish forever and ever. Whereas downloaded music, you know, you throw it on your phone. Yeah, it's convenient for playing, you know, in your car and so on. But vinyl, it's the king of of the package. You know, you get everything in there. So, you know, you're providing that to your customer, and your customer, I'm sure, appreciates that because they, maybe they're in love with the artist. They've been in love with the artist for a long time. So they're collecting all the vinyl possible from that particular artist that they love. You know, so you and I are providing a pretty good service to the customers out there, and I'm sure they appreciate it. So look at it that way. You know, you're not just providing a physical product, you're providing everything in the package. You know, you're helping the person, wherever it may be, enjoy the music and changing their lives for the better. You know, I'm sure that happens as well too. As I probably said in my previous podcasts, people have asked me, you know, what do I charge for a record? Well, it all depends, folks. You know, it all depends on how rare the record is, you know, what condition it's in, you know, if it's an original or a repress. Those are the factors I use. And of course, I've told you this before probably, is that you need to make 25 to 35% profit on your item. Otherwise, it's not worth being in the business. And you have to consider all the factors that you are paying into. The cost of the record, the shipping, the marketing. You should be buying advertising on all those platforms I've told you about so that you can make a little bit more profit by selling more records, of course. But you have to consider everything in there. You know, there's also a cost of listing, a cost that the Etsy and eBay charge and Amazon charge for selling the product. They charge for that as well too. You have to put that all in consideration and then set your prices accordingly. And you should be making 25 to 35% profit on every item to stay afloat if you are in this full-time like I am. You should have between, you know, 500 to 600 records on each platform, you know, to make a decent amount of money from it. Really, that's the way I see it. You know, you should be getting 10 to 15 orders per day to properly make a decent part-time living on selling music. And you have to consider that you are going to get returns. There are going to be people that are not going to be happy with the record, no matter what you think. For instance, I sold a Queen record to somebody in the U.S. A couple days ago. To me, my opinion, it looked pretty good. But when I got feedback from the customer, they said, well, the corners were kind of dented. There was creases in the cover. There was dust on the record. And of course, you know, you got to think that they have different opinions. You know, they may be a little bit more picky on what they think the condition of the record on, and you know, you have to consider that. So unfortunately, you have to either give them their money back or set up a full partial refund, I should say. But when this happens, folks, you know, again, it's something you have to build into your business. You are going to get returns. You're going to get people that complain. And you are going to get records that don't arrive, you know, that don't get there. And so you're responsible for that. You can't blame it on the postal system like some folks do. You have to take responsibility for the items you're shipping out. So just a little timbit for you to understand that and to know that it's part of the business, and it's a lot of work. You know, you got to be answering questions, you know, during the evening when you're watching TV. You have to be on top of everything, and you have to be really organized to have a good rapport with your customers as well too. And it's just the way this business is. So I hope you do get into business and selling records. And if you want to reach out to me, by all means. I don't charge anything for my time. I just want to see you be successful in selling records. And my email is jlcarone@simpatico.ca. If you have any questions, give me a shout. And that's my show for today, guys. Over and out, and we'll talk to you soon.